Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm very excited, lads, because I'm joined now by the King of Tip. We're going to say the King of Tip. In fact, rumour has it he only moved over the border to Limerick when his bid for the Rock of Cashel was rejected in the 1980s. It is Pat Short, along with his partner in crime, his daughter Faye. Good morning, lads.
Good morning.
Excuses were frozen.
Yeah.
They put us out of the bus. It is well for you here, Joe. The heat inside this is lovely. You'd rear chickens in here, wouldn't you?
You could rear anything in here.
You could hatch a few chickens in here.
It's the COVID. They're like, we've got to keep everybody apart. Oh, you're frozen.
It wasn't for the few women across the road.
Bringing us coffees.
Yeah. They were squeezing me outside.
Are they keeping you warm, Pat?
I said, hey, keep your hands where I can feel them. They're dangerous.
They are. And a lot of high vises around the place.
We're keeping the place in check.
Definitely are. Listen, I'm dying to get the lowdown from you on tour with your dad.
Yes.
How did that come about, Faye?
COVID.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Unemployment.
Unemployment, no money. You'll always have the parents to fall back in. That's what you mean. No, COVID, basically. I finished. Didn't finish college. I was midway through college and then COVID hit and college happened. I'm online at home and I started studying at home. Drama.
How did you find that?
Very difficult. I was doing Romeo and Juliet in my bedroom with in the camera. I'd be like, oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo, shut up, man, stop talking. No, I don't like the chicken fillets. It's very hard to get into character, you know? You know yourself. Yeah.
So tell me about the tour. Where's next?
Well, we're starting our tour because of all the kind of restrictions and everything. Yeah. We were due to start in December, but that has all been kind of pushed back to March.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're starting, and that's enough about that. We're not going to talk anymore.
Okay.
We're starting in March in Bantyre and then we're going on to Waterford, Wexford, kind of all over the country.
Okay.
So we're kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be great to get back in the stage again.
And listen to me, you're not actually from Care. Is that right?
No. I'm from North Riding.
Oh, right.
Oh,
okay.
Lottie,
I'll
have to run out of Care now. And say, it's all the same now, Tipperary, North and South. It used to be North Riding, South Riding, and we can always kind of think the North Riding were a bit more sophisticated.
It's a bit like the North and South of Dublin, like if you go over the Liffey, a bit like that.
Yes and no. It's a very strange one, actually. It comes from politics, North Riding and South Riding. It's a district. It's a very English thing. And they still have it in England. And the only county in Ireland that had it was Tipperary, and it was North Riding and South Riding. So the North and South posh thing, Dublin, South Dublin is kind of the posh. We're the reverse of it.
The reverse of it. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Have you gigged in Care, and what's it like, and what's
the
difference?
Years ago. Actually, we were due to play Care House Hotel, that beautiful hotel there in the square.
Yeah.
And the pandemic hit, and that was the first time I was going to do a show here in maybe 30 years since The Unbelievables.
Wow.
So, or more even, yeah. So, I was very disappointed, but we were talking to the guys last night, we stayed over last night, and very posh. Very lovely.
Very like Dublin.
Very like
Dublin.
And
sourdough bread.
You'd be looking to get a slice of pen where I come from.
Well, your dad is from Care.
My dad is Turles.
Okay.
Up the road. It's very, it's all kind of the one. My dad is Turles and he still lives there. My sister lives out the road in Feddert.
Okay.
So, which is very, very close.
And your dad, Chrissy, 92, is that
92,
right?
92, yeah.
Wow!
Fair play to him.
What's the secret? What's his secret?
I
Botox. The lip fillers.
I hear you.
He's all pooped out,
Stretched.
He'll burst. Someday he'll burst.
So you were talking about, the pandemic and how difficult it was. So you had to move home.
Yeah, so difficult.
What's it like?
I'm joking.
But we were talking about this on the show this week and a lot of young adults move home with their parents, how difficult that is.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the whole the rent thing.
The rent thing, yeah. Do you really want to bring that one up now, Jennifer? Really? We were getting on so well.
What is the rent thing?
Take a hike out the back now.
Because before it was like, you'd pay the bills and the rent, but now I got lambasted on the text machine. You can't be charging them rent.
I don't think you can be charging your kids rent.
What do you think, Pat?
I've never seen a penny of it, Jen. So
if you love them,
You won't charge them.
You don't charge them.
That's it. Yeah. Love them. It's actually great to have all the guys at home because Lily was away at college as well.
Yeah.
She moved back and went to college in Limerick. And Louis is, my son is doing his Leaving Cert, so that's he's in that throes of that at the moment.
Yeah.
You have a son doing the Leaving Cert as well?
Yeah.
I think he's doing the Leaving Cert.
I think he is, yeah.
He's definitely on PlayStation. The Leaving Cert, I'm not sure about, but anyway.
How's he feeling about it?
Look, I actually really feel for him and all the Leaving Cert students because it's been very, very tough.
The uncertainty of it, I think.
The last two years have been very hard for them.
Yeah.
With the pandemic and being out in schools and being close contacts, all that carry on. Yeah. So, I just wish him the very best. Look, every one of them, and really, it was all kind of highlighted in the last week. I feel for them.
And he hasn't been inside at a disco as well.
That's the funny.
A teenage disco at all.
He got the shift.
Yeah. The poor fella's sitting at home with no shift.
That's terrible.
He's on the PlayStation. He'd kill us at 18.
But it's actually true. The discos, nightclubs, all that kind of carry on.
Yeah, they've missed out on a lot. Now, would you be easier on him now because he's what he's been through with the schoolwork and that? Like, Faye, did you get the brunt of it when you were doing your leaving?
I actually figured out before I did my Leaving Cert that I got my course in college. So, I basically, with drama, it's audition based. Mm. So you get accepted before you sit the Leaving Cert, obviously, once you pass the Leaving Cert.
I was like,
hell yeah, I'm on a holiday.
Ripping up that exam paper. I was like, I'm done, I know where I'm going.
I was never there.
You're a busy man.
New York when you were doing your Leaving Cert.
Yeah, you were.
I was away, yeah.
It's very tough. Is
this when you were doing the Cripple of Inishman?
Yeah. And the year before, that was the year you were there.
And then my junior cert, it was the London tour over in...
Oh, in the Cripple over in London.
The Cripple, over in London,
So I was away for a lot of the exams, thankfully.
Yeah. Much to my mother's delight.
They wouldn't take me serious anyway, James.
I hear you.
I can't tell them to do that. I never did it myself.
Well, they turned out grand, didn't they? They turned out grand. Listen, best of luck with the tour. It kicks off next month in...
Bantier in County Cork.
County Cork, okay.
Then we're on to Wexford, Waterford, and the rest is on...
Galway.
www.patshort.com.
Patshort.com. All the info's there. Go and check it out and get yourself your tickets. Thanks for coming in, lads.
Thank you.
You're so good.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.